following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Brian Wilson of KGLA in Algona and Jacob Hall of the Iowa Standard in Sioux Center. Brian, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
All right, Senator, thank you very much. I guess, first off, the big news yesterday with the Supreme Court making the decision on the WOTUS case, obviously a win there for Iowa farmers.
Oh, yes. Thank you for giving me that opportunity. It's such a relief to have that decision. And it undoes the possibility of EPA violating almost every private property in Iowa. The Farm Bureau put out a map a few years ago that if WOTUS went ahead, that it would possibly give federal regulation 97% of the land surface in Iowa. So it's a real good ruling for property rights, the ability of the family farmer to run his farm without worrying about whether he's violating some federal regulation. And it makes very clear that any wetlands that's going to be regulated has got to have a direct connection to a navigable river. What it stopped was this practice of the EPA following a decision by Justice Kennedy that said that a wetland, if it had a significant nexus to a navigable river, which means it didn't need to be directly connected to the navigable river, then EPA could regulate it. And they just took full advantage of that Kennedy decision and did what WOTUS is trying to do. I hope they'll withdraw WOTUS now.
My question would be about the IRS whistleblower, and what do you expect? I believe that the IRS whistleblower is speaking with Congress today. I didn't know if he'd be part of any of those meetings.
Yeah, obviously that's going on in the other body, but I'm really thankful that we have a Republican House that's willing to follow up and protect these whistleblowers. I've been briefed by this this whistleblower in the sense of talking to his lawyers and not really with the whistleblower himself. I shouldn't have said that, but been briefed on it. And it's just the usual treatment of whistleblowers. You get taken off of a case, you get demoted, you get maybe your work taken away from you. And whistleblowers, they're really good citizens that just want the government to do what the government law says the government should do, and equal application of the justice, and not having political bias within this investigation of Hunter Biden. And I hope this will all come out so that we know more about it. And transparency brings accountability, and whistleblowers have a great deal to do with accountability in government because they expose things that wouldn't otherwise be exposed. They might be even exposing things that people higher up in the government doesn't even know about. So you have to count on whistleblowers to doing their job of faithfully executing the law to make sure that government is honest. Back to Algona.
Yeah, Senator, can you talk a little bit about your concerns? I know we're looking at urging the Secretary of Defense to investigate price gouging by contractors there. Maybe talk about your concerns on that level there.
Yeah, this is a constant battle, and the reason it's a constant battle is because the Department of Defense is the only Department of Government that doesn't have an accounting system that can be certified, but their audits cannot be certified. And it's just a miserable thing with the amount of money they spend that they can't track the money. They can't keep track of the price gouging and the overpricing and the big profits they have. And that's why several of us sent a letter that you're referring to.
Senator, talk a little bit about the negotiations going on with the debt ceiling. Obviously, that sucked a lot of the oxygen out of Washington, D.C. here heading into Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. Well, I assume that they're making progress because the president is going to Delaware for this long weekend, and we must have prospects of success. I've heard that there is some agreement to go with the 2023 levels of expenditure with some reduction for 2024 on non-defense discretionary and a slight increase in defense discretionary. That's a major breakthrough. We're making some progress on the work requirements for food stamps and Medicaid and some other government programs. There's still a long ways to go, but it seems to me that these are major breakthroughs. Back to Algona.
I guess maybe just talk about some of the things that are really concerning Iowans as you talk to them over these next couple of weeks.
Farm bill, prescription drugs, guns and Second Amendment issues, China, the negotiations that Standard just asked us about, and things dealing with was the 2020 election legal and right and all that sort of stuff. That'll give you a slight idea of what we're talking. That wasn't everything. When I went to a hospital, a couple of hospitals, we talked about issues of rural health care as another example, and keeping local hospitals open. We had questions about more help for nursing homes.
Senator, talk about, I believe it was just yesterday, you sent out a press release regarding federal workers returning to the office and getting back to work instead of perhaps working remotely here since COVID. Talk a little bit about the importance of those efforts.
Can you believe that probably no more than 50% of the people that work for the federal government come to their office? And it's a ridiculous way of running the federal government. It's also a problem for private industry. In these large cities of America, sometimes there's less than 50% show up for private workforce. And it's a whole new approach to having a job and working. But I think it's going to turn out to be seen as a real mistake. So the purpose of our investigation about the question you're asking about is basically we think that if you're a federal worker, you ought to be showing up in the office. Thank you all very much. Goodbye.
Thank you, Brian and Jacob, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.